Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
You my heart, but the very next day you gave it away. This year, you set me from here. I'll give it to someone next year. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day you gave it away.
This year, yes, hello everybody. This is Dove Knight, and this, I apologize, but last Christmas, you know, I was alone, and the Christmas always have been a lone thing for me, because last Christmas and the Christmas before that, you know, Christmas has always usually have not been a great time for me. I don't know why, but I guess I'm not a popular person like other people, you know, have family to be with, something 3,000 miles away, and people who need to be on vacation or go or be, do their own thing or don't celebrate it. So I try not to get carried away with holidays anymore and try to look at it as another day. It's important for me to look at it that way because of a life of hardship. Not to mention, you know, writing, having a talent to write, you know, songs like Trauma that I release and someone wants to take it or undermine my potential, you know, all kinds of things, obstacles, either it's jealousy or adversity or marginalization. And it's taking a toll on me. But it's each year I live, I get stronger, and I have to do the right thing. It's not easy on an everyday life to do the right thing. Then to make things more apparent is that during the holidays, you know, I'm not with someone special, you know, because last Christmas was about a failed relationship. And last Christmas time, so I had some horrific experiences. Then I realized that the societal norm that puts these holidays like Christmas and so on in comparison to the reality of everyday life is, in my opinion, doesn't correlate. Like me, there are a lot of people who just don't have family or don't have. Or some people don't celebrate the religion, period, of Christianity. And that's fine, too. You know, we all have a right to celebrate what we want. I definitely respect and enjoy Christianity and Christian religion, even though I practice Buddhist. And, you know, whatever religion, you know, Buddhist, Christianity, or so on, it's all good. Or Judaism, it's all good. But when the holidays come, like after, you know, after, you know, around Thanksgiving or Hanukkah or Christmas, you know, I find myself realizing I'm not with those, I'm alone. But the truth is, as I tell people in previous broadcasts, that you're never alone if you believe in the higher power. And also to know that there's always some place or some people to contact if you feel like you feel bad or something. And people should not literally take the holidays as like, or make a self-perception that something is wrong with them if they don't have someone to be with. While being lonely can be very painful, just remember it's just one day, another day. Also, if you believe in higher powers, you're not alone. and that there are lots of people you can contact. Now, for those who really are fragile during the holidays, please contact hotlines that deal with depression or anything related so that you can get through the holidays. At times, I went to restaurants so I wouldn't be alone. So going to restaurants and having a dinner, it means you're not alone. You know, for me, I didn't meet my significant other, and I didn't have a close family relationship. I had a hard life all through life of being targeted, persecuted, or being harassed or stuff like that, and then the holidays come, and then that's that. I'm alone. I also know that in the past, you know, when I'm with people off holidays and then they don't want to be around me on what I mean is they're around me on every day, all the time. Then the holidays, they won't be around them or they don't contact me. And I said, I can't be with superficial friends. Superficial friends will contact me whether it's a holiday or not. They always be there through thick and thin. So if you're alone on the holidays, always remember there's someone to go to. Call hotlines for depression, suicide, and so on, because we don't want no tragedies on holidays, because that has happened when people feel they're alone. You don't have to feel that way. It's just another day. You can overcome the obstacles of depression or anything, and don't use this holiday to compare yourself to other people. It's just one day. And that always going to be love and friendship in some way for you. Which, like for me, when I was young, when I was a teenager, I wasn't aware because I was such an outsider. Nobody accepted me. I felt like they looked at me as some kind of weirdo or something. But I wasn't. I was a great person. And on the holidays, I was alone. They didn't want to be around them. So, yeah, I realized they wasn't my friends and they wasn't people to be hanging around. They were terrible people. So I realized as I got older, there's always going to be somebody who's going to be there for me. And there's always going to be somebody who's going to be there for you. One day at a time, because life is too short. We got 364 days in a year. Also, remember who your true friends are. Not just on holidays, but you know who your true friends are when you when you're down on your luck. Because the superficial, the evil ones, never around. So always remember that. So if you're alone again on holidays, like I have been for many years, like last Christmas or the Christmas before that or this Christmas, you can overcome obstacles by realizing just one day, there's always somebody to talk to. There's always somewhere to go. And you have a Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah's already passed. Happy Ramadan. Happy Kwanzaa. I'll talk to you soon. Good day, good night from Daphne.
The very next day, you give it away to me.